From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, President Bush, 9/11, the war on terrorism, and Iraq, an Oval Office speech last night.
First, though, in Tehran, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki met with Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad today. Iraq has been seeking closer ties with Iran. The two nations fought a bloody war in the 80s. Joining us is Ed Wong from the New York Times. He's in Baghdad. And Ed, what do both sides want to get out of this meeting?
I think that this is the first state visit by the current prime minister to Iran. The previous prime minister made a visit, but right now Prime Minister Maliki is hoping to just shore up relationships with Iran. It's a very complicated relationship because, as you know, the United States is the main supporter of the Iraqi government right now, but is very much at odds with Iran. I think the Iraqi government finds that it's caught in the middle, and so it wants to make sure that it has a smooth relationship with Tehran, even though it has to maintain ties with the U.S. as well.
Right. And is the U.S. concerned that here is Shiite-led Iran and Shiite-led Iraq possibly forming an alliance?
Well, I don't think it's concerned about the visit. I think the visit's expected. I think partly the American project here in Iraq has always been to mold Iraq in a way that it could serve as a middle ground for dialogue with Iran. So I think American officials expect there to be some sort of conversation. Their concern would be if Maliki falls too much under the sphere of influence of Iran and is indebted in some way to Iran. Right now, there's no overt sign of that. We do know that Maliki has long ties to Iran because he spent part of his exile years there. But he isn't believed to be among the Shiite leaders who are closest to Iran.
Well, what kind of influence does Iran have in Iraq?
The influence is fairly widespread. There are lots of deals right now being made for things like electricity and trading of goods between Iran and Iraq. The Shiite politicians have been very open about that. And then there is more what American officials would call a more insidious influence. The American ambassador here and some American generals have said that elements in Iran, it's unclear whether the government's behind them, but elements in Iran are financing and training Shiite militia groups here in Iraq, and that they've been urging some of these Shiite militias over the summer to step up their attacks against the American and British forces.
Iran and Iraq fought a bloody war in the 1980s. How do ordinary Iraqis feel about the prime minister's visit to Iran?
I don't think ordinary Iraqis have a strong feeling either way. I think people feel that there must be strong relations between Iraq and its neighbors. And there are lots of Iranian pilgrims who do come to Iraq over the weekend. There were millions of Shiite pilgrims who went to the Iraqi city of Karbala for a religious holiday. And there were many Iranian pilgrims among those Shiites. So there's been a history of interchange in recent years after the invasion. A lot of Iraqis are suspicious of the government of Iran and of what designs Iran might have on Iraq. But they also understand that there has to be diplomacy between the two countries and that there will be interchange across the borders.
Ed Wong of the New York Times speaking to us from Baghdad. Thank you, Ed.
Thanks.